Welcome to day six of the energy up level here on Beyond Chronic Burnout. So let's take this a little deeper today. We're going to talk about the energy centers and how that begins to correlate to your experience in burnout. Energy centers are areas of the human body which directly tie into our energy nourishment needs and where our nervous system is harmonized. We are a giant feedback system that seeks harmony or homeostasis. Here are what discord, blocks, or an imbalance in your energy nourishment needs can feel like. There are seven main energy centers, and I want to talk about just the base or the root energy center today. This is the foundation. We'll touch on the others throughout the rest of the week. The root energy center is the first center in your energy system. It develops from around age 1 through age 7 and corresponds to our core nourishment needs. This is pretty significant. Our first 7 years of life are the season where we are most dependent on our parents or caregivers and where we create our attachments. Healthy root centers are established by those caregivers being responsive to our nourishment needs. Your root foundational energy center is the key to energy harmony and flow in the other centers throughout your body. The root energy center is located at the base of your spine in the tailbone area. A harmonized root makes you feel confident and secure on your feet, for starters. And I'll share a few more benefits of the root area in a moment. So here are some signs of a root energy depletion. Being controlling, or feeling like you need to control. Getting angry or irritated very quickly. Feelings of being unmotivated or stuck. Sometimes even sort of that feeling of out of body or disconnectedness from yourself. Feeling self-conscious or insecure around others. Feelings of lethargy or exhaustion. Heavy weight sometimes is how that can feel, like your body's just so heavy. So here's some of the physical signs or the way that an imbalance or a depletion in this root energy center can show up in your physical experience. Chronic lower back pain, digestive issues, immune system challenges, knee pain, or even sciatica. There are some benefits to harmonizing and balancing all of the energy and having it move through this root center. First of all, it stimulates the energy flow through the whole entire energy system in the body. It facilitates the release of undesired emotions, those uncomfortable emotions that may be causing us distress or dis-ease. Some of the ones that are most significantly released when this area is in harmony are anxiety and depression. A balance and harmony in this area promotes feelings of self-confidence and security, allowing growth and living your passions in life. Those are just some of the other benefits of this. So these directly correlate to, and this is what I've been creating and putting together, and what the research in the last 3 years that I've done has really solidified as I've sort of pressure tested this for myself and for all of my clients and those who come through my workshops. And there are specific restoration nourishment needs that correlate to this area. And I teach the seven areas of restoration on how to bring energy in, what those places are. And some of those that correlate to this root energy section are kinetic. Kinetic is when you create energy by moving your body. And there's very specific movements that help to balance and regulate the energy in your root center. There's the sensory element of rest, creating relief from sensory demands or creating sensory stimulation. And you know, there's seven areas of your sensory as well. And then these directly can correlate to the emotional nourishment need that you may have, the freedom to authentically express feelings, not just to other people, but also within your own body, within yourself. We have some basic human nourishment needs. There are 30 of these. And there are specific nourishment needs that correlate when they are unmet, that directly correlate to this root area. A few of those are physical safety, emotional safety, financial safety. Then we have some of those physiological ones, you know, food and water. But also, it may also be a nourishment need for structure or love in a particular area or esteem. These are just some of the things that are part of that nourishment needs list. And I have a full list of the 30, but for each person, what that particular human nourishment need is that is going unmet within your root center, it's showing up there. I talked about our body is this huge feedback mechanism, and it is directly tied into our nervous system. Our body is constantly telling us what our needs are, what our nourishment requirements are. And in the Unveiling Method, I help you create this nourishment map. And we identify for you specifically what your nourishment need is. If you are feeling some of these things that we talked about, those signs of the root energy depletion, where we were talking about feeling the need to be very controlling, you know, irritation and anger that comes up very quickly for you. If you are sort of relating to any of those things that we were just talking about that were part of that depletion sign list, then these are also the correlating needs, the nourishment needs that may be the thing that you need specifically to start bringing energy in. Because when they're unmet, when they are not getting filled, then what's happening is our energy is pouring out there and it is continuously being drained from us. And it can be really subtle. There is an art to pressure testing and getting down to that number one nourishment need for you, recognizing where it is in your body first. Because then we have a wonderful map, a nourishment map, that will say, if this is your human nourishment need based on where you're feeling it in your body, in your energy center, because you're going to have signs and things that are going to be showing you this in the feedback, then what we can do is then go to our restoration nourishment list. And we say, okay, of these things, let's find the one that's going to work best for you. Sometimes that means that we test out, you know, there might be two that we've sort of pinpointed, but then we go, okay, let's see which one works best for you. And we try it out. You try it out in your life. And I always have multiple approaches for each one. So each person has the opportunity to find the resolution, the restoration, the nourishment that works best for them. And what's great is that once you start to find the thing that works best for you, you can then kind of tweak it and refine it and make it even more personalized over time. So as we sort of wrap up today, because I'm trying to keep these really short this week, as we're wrapping up today, take some time to just take a few deep breaths. Give yourself about 2 or 3 minutes today just to do what I call an energy body appraisal. And just note, are you experiencing any of these signs of root energy depletion? Are you feeling chronic lower back pain? Have you had digestive issues? You know, are you having some immune system challenges? Are you having some knee pain or sciatica? Are you experiencing being unmotivated, like you're stuck, you know, being quickly angry or irritated? Start to pay attention to this. See where it's coming up. And then we're going to dive in a little bit deeper as we go throughout the week. Take care, guys. And don't forget, if you're just joining us, hop on back to day one. Go download the guide down in the show notes below so you can join and get started. And hey, I really do want to hear your breakthroughs. I want to hear those moments that you're like, holy cow, this just made so much sense. Or if you have a question, if something wasn't really clear, or if something didn't quite make sense, or you have a question to maybe take the conversation deeper, send me a DM over on Instagram. I'll make sure the link's down in the show notes below, or leave me a voicemail. There's a link right there on the Spotify page. Or hey, you know, just take a moment and journal it down just for you. But I really would love to hear from you. This is not a one-way conversation. I want to have this conversation with you, not at you, my friend. And if you are experiencing burnout, and this is not the first time you've experienced burnout, maybe it's the second, the third, the 10th or more, I'm really glad that you're here. And I want you to know that there is a way out. And this is just the beginning. Talk to you guys tomorrow.